就是上面都是雪。
You know, on the top of the mountain, it's full of snow.
所以等到雪融了以后，水就流下来。
And when the snow melts, the water flows.
然后呢，就变成约旦河的上游。
And then it becomes the upstream of the Jordan.
然后一直就流下来。
And then it flows down.
所以我们知道，当我们的主受浸的时候。
So when the Lord was baptized.
你知道怎么意思？他进到水里面。
When he entered the water,
那个水其实是黑门山流下来的水。
That water flowed from Mount Hermon.
然后你记得约翰怎么说呢？
Do you remember what John said?
他说我跟他解鞋配都不配。
I'm not even worthy of untying his shoes.
他就是将来要为你们施浸。
He is the one who is going to be baptized you.
什么时候他为我们施浸呢？
When does he baptize us?
五旬节的时候为我们施浸。
Pentecost.
那五旬节怎么为我们施浸呢？
How did he baptize us at Pentecost?
因为圣经告诉我们说，当五旬节的时候，圣灵就降下来了。
Remember, during Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended.
活水的降下就开始了。
And the waters of living waters, flows of water started began.
所以彼得才说，就把从神那里所领受，就把它浇灌下来。
And then Peter said that it was poured out.
那浇灌下来表示是活水江河的天上那一端。
So we talk about the heavenly portion that was poured out.
但那些人在耶路撒冷的那120个人却被浸成工作一个星期。
And those 120 in Jerusalem were baptized into one body.
所以天上那一端是浇灌。
So the heavenly portion was poured out.
地上这一端才是 baptism.
The earthly portion was baptism.
而且讲的浇灌讲的 baptism, 圣灵的 浇灌和圣灵的浸只有两次。
So when it's talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, it's only mentioned twice.
一个是五旬节，还有一个就哥尼流家里。
One was at, at Pentecost, and the other one was at
House of Cornelius.
The House of Cornelius.
所以你看见圣灵就真的把外邦人跟犹太人就浸成过做一个身体。
And then indeed the Holy Spirit baptized the Gentiles and Jews into one body.
那为什么这样呢？
Why?
因为新耶路撒冷你知道水就是从宝座上下来。
You know, in the New Jerusalem, the water flows from the throne.
那个生命的水就一直从上面一直流下来。
The water of life flows from the top.
所以你看见吗？这就是为什么我们的主一定要在约旦河受浸。
And that is why our Lord had to be baptized in the Jordan.
那么你要看见这个和整个的地理都有关系。
This has to do with geography.
所以圣经只要讲了黑门山，就是讲到属界，就是讲到属天的高峰。
So we talk aboutThe highlights, the highest point in Mount Hermon talks about, the spiritual high point.
所以好了，我想我们大概解释了这些，然后下面呢，就是沙伦的平原。
Oh, here we talk about the plain of Sharon.
那我是沙伦的玫瑰花，那么这些玫瑰花多半都在这一带。
I am the rose of Sharon, and that is the roses are here.
那么这个苏拉密女呢，多半在这些地方牧养。
So the Shulamite was the keeper here in this area.
他的良人呢，多半是在王的大道这边牧养。
And his beloved was on this side.
所以后来在耶路撒冷，他们就相会。
And they met here in Jerusalem.
那这里面的细节，我再提醒，再跟弟兄们交通。
And I'll share a little bit about the.
但是你可以看到，一面是我是沙伦的玫瑰。
I am on one hand the rose of Sharon.
那么，然后呢，是在百合花中牧，我的良人在百合花中牧羊。
And he tends his flock in the valley.
所以你看到是两个不同的景色，一个是沿着我王的大道，一个是沿着海边沿海大道。
So you see one via Maris and the other the King's Highway.
讲到第一章的时候。
When we talk about chapter one.
第一章呢，你会注意到啊，光是第一章就叫你想起约翰福音。
When you talk about chapter one, it reminds you of the Gospel of John.
因为约翰福音主要是讲主耶稣在耶路撒冷的工作。
Because Gospel of John speaks of the work of the Lord in Jerusalem.
那么讲到耶路撒冷都是讲到大君王的京城。
When you speak of Jerusalem, you're talking about the great king.
Yeah,
the city of the great king.
对，那么现在呢，如果你讲到加利利了什么这些地方。
When you speak of Galilee and other things,
那么这个就是马太、马可、路加。
It speaks of Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
告诉我们的主怎样花他的时间，怎样在加利利。
How he spent his time in Galilee.
他一年半在加利利。
He was in Galilee for a year and a half.
然后最后的半年呢，在约旦河外。
And the last half of the year, he was on the outside of the Jordan.
所以你注意到在第一章是宫廷的，就是 palace 的那个背景。
So you'll see the background of the palace in chapter 1.
从第七第二章以后多半是 countryside, 多半是田园的景色。
And then in the chapter 2 and beyond, it's more like a countryside.
你读约翰福音是如此。
You, the same if you read the gospel.
叫你想起耶路撒冷。
You remind of Jerusalem.
大君王的京城。
The city of the great king.
但你到了加利利呢
But when you reach Galilee,
给你看见就是就是田园的景象。
You see the countryside.
所以这个不同的。
So that's the difference.
那么当你读雅各第一章的时候
When you read Song of Songs 1,
那么你注意到它其实背后有四个不同的场景
So you'll see four different settings behind it
Scenario
Four different settings
不同的情景、场景、场景
Sceneries
第一当然是王宫
One, you see the palace
所以王带我进入内室
And he brings us into the chamber
那个内室 chamber 就是指这个这个内室不是我们普通所讲的密室，不是，不是密室，不是，不是，它是一个 public place， 它是个公开的地方。
The chamber here is 不是，
不是个 public， 不是个，不是个 public place， 是是 public
place。This place is a public place。
在王宫，在皇宫里面有很多的 chamber。
In the palace, there are different chambers。
有很多很多的房间。
Many different quarters。
但这些都是公开的。公开的，所以这里才讲了众童女都爱你。
Says all them love you.
愿你吸引我，我们就快跑跟随你。
If you draw us, we will follow.
你是吸引我，但是我们就快跑跟随你。
You are drawing me, but we will follow.
所以你注意到这些场景呢是公开的场景。
So this is a public.
那么很多人读路德也有这个难处。路德记，路德记。你记不记得那个他的就是路德的月路德的婆婆
Do you remember Ruth's mother?
告诉他那天晚上你应该怎样怎样做到大麦到卖场去
Remember she told Ruth what to do at the threshing floor
那你要记得不管是路德记也好不管是雅各也好
Whether Ruth or whether Song of Songs
他不是像东方西方这样开放的社会不是
They are not an open society like the West
所以你不能用西方的头脑来读路德记和雅各
You cannot use a Western mentality to study Song of Songs or Ruth
所以你如果这样读路德记你读到那一段你就读不懂了
Many times when you read Ruth you won't understand it
但是那个很轻很简单的因为那个时候啊所有农场的主人
So all of the owners of the farmland
打完麦以后
Once they finished harvesting
他的所有的仆人通通要搬到农场去
They all have to go to the farm
他们守住那些那个他们的丰收
Because they have to guard their harvest
所以普通呢大概是主人他睡着了以后
So once the owner, the master has slept
那么他们就通通睡在禾场上面
So they sleep on the threshing
那所有的佣人所有的真的佣人就像那个像就坐在睡在他的脚前
So the servants actually sleep at his feet
明白吗所以现在如果所以那一天那个谁的祷告就是那个这个路德的祷告
So Ruth's prayer
他为什么圣经告诉我们他要找到那个波阿斯的脚
Why did the Bible tell us that she had to find Boaz's feet?
她找到波阿斯的脚找到她的地位
Because when she found the feet of Boaz she would find her position
那什么意思呢
What does that mean?
那她就变成波阿斯的婢女也巴的仆人
So she became the servant of Boaz
所以每次我们来到主的脚前
So when we come to the Lord's feet
我们要得这个地位的
We have a position
这样我们来服侍他
Then we can serve
所以你看见这根本是个公共场合的地方
So you see this is a very public place
同样的
Same thing
雅各也是如此
And Song of Songs
所以第一个情景第一个场景就是王宫的场景
So the first scenery is the palace
所以呢这是第一个场景
That's the first scenery
然后等到这个牧羊女问牧人说我心所爱的请你告诉我你在何处放羊
So she then asks Where do you tend your flock?
若下面又讲到把你的山羊羔牧放在牧人帐篷的旁边
And to tend your flock by the shepherd's tent
所以很自然这个景象是犹太旷野的景象
So here we see the wilderness of Judea
所有放羊在耶路撒冷附近放羊都是在什么都是在犹太旷野放羊
So where do they feed their flock? It's in that area
你记不记得 到了赎罪节那赎罪节的那赎罪日那一天。
So on the day of atonement,
那一天你一定要把两只羊放出去，对不对？
Remember, you have to set forth two lambs, right?
那有一只羊不要把它送到旷野去吗？
One you have to send into the wilderness.
那么如果他们以色列人在旷野，当然就送到旷野去了。
Of course, if there are the people of Israel in the wilderness, you send them into the wilderness.
以色列人进到迦南。
When the people of Israel entered,
他到了耶路撒冷。
They arrived at Jerusalem.
他有圣殿。
They have the temple.
那么赎罪日他们要把羊赶出去，赶到哪里去呢？
So at that time, if they were to send the lamb out at the day of atonement,
那个就是犹太旷野。
They send them to the wilderness.
所以一直到今天，多少千年，你知道犹太旷野到处你都能看到什么，都能看到这个什么牧人的帐篷啊，什么等等的。
So you will always see there the shepherd's tents and things like that.
好了，然后到了十二节以后，王正坐席的时候，我的拿达香膏发出香味来。
And then in verse 12, we see while the king is at his table, my spikenard sends forth its fragrance.
然后这里讲的隐基底。
Here we've talked about Engedi.
那这就是非常有趣的地方了。
Here, very interesting.
原来在所罗门的时候
，During the time of Solomon,
就在隐基底
，In Engedi,
有一座山，就是圣经最后一节香草山。
And it talks about there was a mountain called the Mountain of Spices.
所以普通你读雅歌，你觉得这些很诗意，对不对
？Many times you feel puzzled when you read this. The
莫要山，莫要山
，The Mountain of Myrrh，
乳香冈
，The Hill of Frankincense，
香草山
，Spices Mountain。
所以我们觉得这个都是诗人的味若写的时候写的。
Many times we think these are words and descriptions by a poet.
但是你没有想到，根据考古学家告诉我
，But according to archaeology.
在所罗门那个时候
During the time of Solomon,
就在隐基底
In Engedi,
你知道吗你现在我们这个礼拜五去的时候
When we go there Friday,
在你下到死海以前
Before you arrive at the Dead Sea,
你能亲眼看见一座山
you can see with your own eyes,
那个山现在是没有香草的
On this mountain, they're no longer spices,
但所罗门那个时候是满了香草的
But during Solomon's time, they were full of spices.
然后呢这个植物园就在这个山的对面
And this garden is in front of the mountain.
然后呢，你就可以看见这有乳香树。
And you're going to see the tree of frankincense.
那所有重要的香料都在那个地方。
And all the spices are there.
然后你往那个山看上去。
And when you look at the mountain,
它是个 terrace， 是个梯田。
And it is terraced.
你知道为什么梯田吗
？Why terraced?
有人告诉我们说，以色列是发明梯田。
And some people tell us that Israelites invented the terrace.
那中国人可能会反对。
Chinese people probably.
因为我们看梯田看太多了。
Because we see so many terraces.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
为什么他们说这个以色列人是发明梯田的呢
？Why do they say that the Israelites invented the terrace?
因为以色列人不是后来来到迦南吗
？Because when they came to Canaan.
那么这个迦南地不是已经都被占领了吗
？Remember that Canaan was occupied.
你除非把他们赶出去，否则你就没有要住他们的地方了。
Unless you send them away, you cannot live there.
所以他们那时候多半都住在山地。
So at that time they lived on the mountain top.
那在山顶你怎么种田呢
？So how do you do agriculture on the mountain?
所以那一座山呢，就一个梯田，一个梯田，一个梯田这样上。
So in each mountain there's a terrace and another terrace and another terrace.
那现在考古学家告诉我们说
，Archaeologists tell us，
就在现在的隐基底的植物园。
So in the garden in Engedi,
那是很大的植物园。
It's a very big garden.
但是如果你要看香料的话
，If you are to see spices,
你可以面对着那个香草山。
You can face the mountain of spices.
3000年前的三角山。
3000 years ago.
那现在考古学家他怎么知道
？Archaeologists, how do they know?
他可以知道。
They know.
因为你如果往那个香草山看的话
，If you look at the mountain of spices,
你会发现有一个建筑啊，你觉得是应该是那个时候的山寨啊，或者留下来的东西。
You will see an edifice there that is probably that was a result of something before.
结果考古的结果发现什么
？The archaeologists tell us.
根本不是藏武器的地方。
It is not a place where they hid arms.
那是所罗门那个时候的香料厂 factory。
That is actually the factory of Solomon of his spices.
所以三千年来
，3000 years ago，
这以色列香料的奥秘通通是在隐基底的。
All the mystery of Israel is found in Engedi.
所以现在你才知道说
，Now you know.
原来呢，所罗门，你知道所罗门是君王吗
？You know Solomon is a king.
他不止这里有花园，那里有果园。
Not only does he have a garden here, he has an orchard.
他有一个地方专门制造香料的。
And one place he has a factory of spices.
那就是隐基底。
And that is Engedi.
那主不是在橄榄山回来吗？
Doesn't the Lord return from the Mount of Olives?
但圣经不说，圣经为什么说我的良人呢？求你快来，如羚羊或小鹿在香草山上。
And why does the Bible actually tell us for you to come quickly from